Welcome. Welcome from wherever you're listening from. From me, the Reverend Jan Moore, to BCP Matins, recording from my home in Stratton, in the Churn Valley Benefice. I hope you've accessed the text to enable you to fully participate in the knowledge that you're not alone, but connected with others by some wonderful technology. So, for the eighth Sunday after Trinity, an opening sentence from the Book of Common Prayer. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore, I beseech and pray you, as many as are gathered to accompany me here with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, and saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse you and me from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. We say together the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So, our first reading set for today comes from the Old Testament, first book of Kings, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7, and verse 9. The story of the Queen of Sheba visiting Solomon. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. Praise be to the Lord our God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so our psalm for today is Psalm 85. If you'd like to make the responses in the alternate verses written in boldface. "You, Lord, showed favour to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Saviour, and put away your displeasure towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. For love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." And to our second reading from John's Gospel. And Jesus is challenging the crowds who listen to him for what it is they are really receiving. John chapter 6, verses 24 to 38. Once the crowd realised that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so we say together the Jubilate Deo. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We say the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And so we say together the family prayer as we share this in many languages with our fellow Christians all over the world. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We say together the collect for the eighth Sunday after Trinity. O God, whose never-failing providence ordereth all things both in heaven and earth, we humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which be profitable for us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And again we can say together the collect for peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, Defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the third of our collects, the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we finish this section of our worship together by sharing the grace together. Out of sight of each other, but not out of mind. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, evermore. Amen. And so we come to our reflection today, based on 1 Kings chapter 10 and John 6, on this, the 8th Sunday after Trinity. Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba is a very popular bride's arrival wedding music. Interestingly, it is very ordered, mathematical in its musical structure, yet full of musicality, colour and orchestration. It's grand. It's regal. Today's Old Testament narrative of the arrival of the Queen of Sheba at Solomon's palace indicates her wealth, status, her impact, her power, and her intellect. Solomon is her equal in intellect, but more, she notes his wisdom as well as his wealth and grandeur. She also notices in his palace a sense of order and an attitude that indicates he acknowledges something greater than himself. The Queen of Sheba witnesses not just a self-indulgent splendour, which we might pick up at the occasional wedding, but a management and leadership full of respect and honour. She had heard about Solomon, but needed to see him for herself. And yet she does not, in this text, applaud him, but rather she applauds his Creator God, the one whom he praises, thanks, respects, and obeys in his own calling to lead Israel with justice and righteousness. In our New Testament reading, after Jesus had fed the 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 fishes, we hear that his audience were caught. This man Jesus, they discerned, was indeed inspiring. But is that inspiration reminiscent of the Queen of Sheba's discernment of Solomon? Jesus was worth seeing, certainly. But what would he do next? Jesus' audience were like children, like those locally here in Cirencester who have been absorbed by Tweedy the Clown of Gifford Circus fame during lockdown, streamed into many homes by the Barn Theatre. Tweedy is now appearing in person at the outdoor Barn Theatre behind Teatro, which has been set up with excellent social distancing and safety rules in place. I heard stories of excited, adoring children with their families there on Sunday afternoon last. They will have laughed and clapped and been spellbound. But in our Bible story for today, Jesus challenges this attitude from his own audience. Jesus is not just another entertainer any more than worship should be. This is not in any way to detract from Tweedy's skill. I suspect that Tweedy also teaches kids and parents truths that are worth remembering and living by. And isn't he following his calling by using his gifts and developed skills in a productive and wholesome way? Nevertheless, Jesus, having engaged his crowds, wants them to take away and live out for lifelong his message. Following him is not to be a passing fad. He is not a stage-struck five-minute wonder passing through. Following him will demand an ongoing piece of work, a life commitment. Yet, his hearers will be invigorated and sustained by his commitment to being their bread, their sustenance. And yet, what does even Jesus say about this? That it is neither Moses nor himself who gives this bread, but rather God. Jesus, though, finishes this dialogue with his crowd by definitely naming himself as the bread of life from God, yet himself given to them by God. So we have a definitive moment in Jesus' ministry when he announces his role, his sonship, the cost for him to be the bread, broken as we now know, to be the reconnection for all his followers, then and now, to God. Yes, through his own dramatic and costly life performance. Not just to pass through, but to remain in the hearts, minds, and guts of all who do not let him just lodge in the history books, but who sustain his entry into the annals of eternity through each and every soul who connects with him lifelong and through all periods of history and across all the world. The Queen of Sheba, Solomon, Tweedy the Clown, you and me can all be connected in God through Jesus. Seeing and hearing is believing for all of us. God identifies and seeks through his creation, pursuance of justice, righteousness, and wisdom. But I wonder whether we always see clearly, hear well. Do we look for it? Do we name it? We all need signs. We all need to see unexpected good things happening in a dark and sadly fallen world. But do we allow the blessings of our days to hold our attention at the end of each one? Or do we stress on the negatives and the ungodly, which is all around and all across the world? In whom do we see and to whom do we listen in our own lives? Whom do we believe to be the agents of God, the ones we know? And how do we know? By seeing Jesus' way in them, by knowing it is he who nourishes their souls and thereby their actions, whilst understanding that it is his life story which has informed them of God. God is love, and those who live in love live in God. Marriage service words, which sometimes immediately follow the arrival of the Queen of Sheba. Love costs. Jesus knows it. Yet in nourishing us, he draws us to him, with him, ever closer to creating not a hell, but a heaven on earth and into all eternity. Thanks be to God. Amen. And so to our intercessions for today. Everlasting God, may the worship of your church throughout the world be attentive and expectant, ready to be re-inspired with the outrageous foolishness of loving without exception and without limits. May we learn from your Son and all who are called to follow him the discernment of wisdom and goodness. You are the bread of life. I invite you to join with me in saying, hear our prayer and our need to be fed. You are the bread of life. Hear our prayer and our need to be fed. Creator God, we pray for your troubled world, especially for our current fears and the darkness of the pandemic threat. May all that encourages people's goodness, honesty, and compassion be blessed to grow. And all that encourages self-seeking, cruelty, prejudice, and deceit to wither. May we learn to see blessings in another's culture and respect another's differences. Support our leaders to discern wisdom and make decisions for the well-being of all in their care. You are the bread of life. Hear our prayer and our need to be fed. Father God, we thank you for the joy of human love and for all those with whom we live and work and take our leisure. We pray particularly for loved ones who worry us with their health or circumstances or life direction. We pray for children and young people in these days of feeling that they are being robbed of the fullness of important years. You are the bread of life. Hear our prayer and our need to be fed. Loving God, we pray for all whose backgrounds make belief in a loving God seem laughable or terrifying, those who suffer mental or emotional anguish and despair, those facing another day of pain, another day of hunger, another day of fear, making faith in you so much harder. You are the bread of life. Hear our prayer and our need to be fed. Merciful God, gather into your eternal kingdom all who have come to the end of this earthly life in faith, as we remember all whom we love but can no longer see. And thank you for your overarching love and undergirding faithfulness to us. You are the bread of life. Hear our prayer and our need to be fed. Gracious God, we thank you for this time together in this service. And as we look forward to the week to come, we pray for an awareness of your love and support in all we do. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, as I bid you farewell, we share this blessing together. Wherever you are listening from, please feel included, embraced, and blessed by me, and of course, by God. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself, the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you among all those whom you love and remaining with you always. Amen.